I'm telling you,
big in the skull, Bane.
No.
If a T-Rex and a Triceratops were to have a fight, the Triceratops would win every single
time. Wrong. You're absolutely wrong, because a T-Rex is so much taller than a Triceratops, it would come down and it would bite its neck.
And
it would be gone.
No, it would not dare big in a skull, Bane, because here's the thing. The T-Rex would come down, but the Triceratops has the horns
on top
of its head. So it would just go, well, boom, little headbutt, boom. The dadgum thing is stabbed.
That doesn't matter.
The T-Rex is stabbed.
No.
Game over.
It's not game over, because the T-Rex is an absolute apex predator in the prehistoric game, okay?
No. What?
Boys.
What?
We have an issue.
Well, if you have an issue, here's a tissue.
Yeah,
am I right, Bill?
You're kind of right.
One of you have been accused of sexual harassment.
What? What's that now? Yeah. Hand to God, I haven't done anything.
Me neither. I don't know what he's talking about.
It was you, Bane.
Oh, thank God. I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill Bane the show. Wanna get filthy right now. Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Bane, where I'm the host, Bill Bane. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And joining me, as always, my co-host, my partner, my tag team partner, and apparently a sexual predator.
Oh, nope.
Big on Scorpane.
Nope.
Big on Scorpane, how are you doing today?
Not okay. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about you putting your hands in places that don't belong there.
Okay, nope. Zelly, wasn't asking you, Bill. Zelly, what's happening here?
I'll tell you what's happening. You don't even have to bother, Zelly. I'll tell you what's happening. You big on Scorpane. You put your hands in places it doesn't belong.
Hey, if you're not going to add anything to the conversation, Tyler, maybe just don't talk.
Seriously, that's the exact same thing I said, okay? You're just repeating what I told Bane, okay? So just zip it unless you're gonna provide some new information, okay?
Guys, this is serious, okay? I mean, we could be facing a lawsuit because of this.
Okay, well, what did I supposedly do? Because I haven't done anything.
Oh, that's what they all say, Bane. They all say, oh, I didn't do anything. My hands are clean. Well, guess what, Bane? Your hands are dirty, all right? They've been shuffling through the mud all day long. And we're going to clean you out.
Do you mean clean them up? I mean, either way, it's kind of a weird thing to say. But clean them out. I don't know what the hell's happening.
I don't either. It doesn't matter. Zelly, what happened? What supposedly happened that I did that's apparently sexual harassment?
Apparently you made unwanted advances to Jennifer.
Are you kidding me?
I knew it.
No, I did not.
Too. I knew you had a thing for her there. Absolutely. And she just little old Jennifer.
Yep.
And, you know, she was like, no, Mr. Bane, I don't like you in that way. I have a boyfriend.
Nope.
And you were like,
nope.
Come here, little girl.
Stop, Bill. No, I did not sexually harass her. What are we even talking about? What did she explain? Did she just blanket statement, I sexually harassed her? What did she say?
She explained. She said that she had a knot in her neck and it felt tight. And then you started rubbing her neck and moaning.
What? No.
Bane.
No, nope. Did not do that. I did rub her neck, but that was only after she asked me to.
Oh, so she's asking for it then, Bane? You think everybody's just asking for it?
Nope.
To get a little massage?
That's not what I meant.
Is that it, Bane? Huh? You think you can come over here and massage my neck?
Nope.
Because it's feeling a little tight.
I'm not comfortable with that. And it wasn't like that, okay? She literally said the words, will you please rub my neck, okay? That was it. And it was just quick. That was it. Nope. My hands didn't slip down anywhere. Nothing like that. It was just easy, quick. That was it. And I was uncomfortable the whole time.
So now we're worried about your comfort? We're not worried about Jennifer's comfort?
That's not what I meant.
Is that it? Forget about Jennifer's comfort. It's all about if you're comfortable or not. Is that it?
That is not what I meant. I'm just saying that I wasn't trying to be like predatory. Like I was, she asked me to rub her neck and I rubbed her neck. That was it.
She also said that you sniffed her
hair. Oh, good Lord,
okay,
man.
Okay.
What are you doing?
All right.
Come on, man.
I did smell her hair.
Good grief.
Hang on. Hang on, guys.
Come on, man.
But
terrible. Way out of line.
Her hair smelled really nice. I was asking her what kind of shampoo she had.
Okay, so you're just going to sit there and sniff her hair, and you're going to say, that smells good.
That's not it.
Let me get another sniff. Is that what else you sniffing there, big and a scorbane? You little sniffer? Huh? You weirdo?
Okay, stop.
I mean,
stop.
I like to smell roses. It doesn't mean I just walk up to them and without asking them if it's okay, just put my nose right in the petals.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay? There's a little thing called consent, Bane.
Mm-hmm.
And roses can't give consent. That's why they have the little thorns that are kind of prickly and it hurts to touch them, okay? So that just don't sniff them, all right? Don't sniff the roses.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. We're not talking about sniffing roses, Tyler. Damn it, okay? I'm being accused of something that I didn't do. I mean, I technically did all these things, but it wasn't like that. Okay, she asked me to give her a massage. I happened to get a whiff of her hair, and it smelled really good, so I asked her what kind of shampoo she used. That was it. It's not like how it's being portrayed to you, Zelly. I mean, is Jennifer here? Can we bring her up here?
She went home, Bane. I allowed her to go home. That way she can calm down, because she was really frightened by the whole thing, okay? This is very serious, Bane. And it has to be addressed one way or another.
I feel like this is a conversation we should have had in private, Zilly. I don't like the fact that you're doing it in front of Bill and Tyler and everybody on the podcast. Like, we're recording right now, okay? Like, everybody in the podcast world is going to hear this. And, I'm being framed. I'm being set up to be some kind of bad guy. And it was literally an innocent little thing, okay? That's it.
You're just a deviant, dead big in a skull pain. An absolute sexual deviant. And frankly, I'm not sure that I want to do the podcast with you anymore because I don't want to be associated with that sort of thing, okay? I mean, I'm doing great over here, and I frankly don't need the black cloud over me of Big and a Skull Bane's sexual deviances, all right?
No.
And frankly, I don't know. I don't even know where to go from here.
Well, I mean, if that's the way you want to go, then let's just call it quits, okay? Let's just be done. I'll go home. Forget about all this, okay? Because I'm not going to sit here and be accused, okay, for something that was literally just as innocent as a handshake, all right?
She also said that you invited her to Studio C and you would have her lay on the table and give her a full back massage.
That is this not... just keeps getting worse and worse, that big in the skull, Bane. What are you doing?
Shut up. Shut up, Bill. That is not what I meant by that. It wasn't
she
like...
She said that you would bring oils...
Oh, come on, Bane.
...on her back.
That's just messed up,
give
Bane.
Her a deep tissue massage. Bane, I feel like you know that this is inappropriate word talk.
This is not what I meant by any of that, okay? I know what it's like to have back pain. I know what it's like to have neck pain. Okay?
Sure you
Sometimes
do.
You need a deep tissue massage. Sure. Okay?
No, you don't.
I mean, I'm not an expert in massage, but I do know how to give massages, so I thought that I could help.
Yeah. Okay? Sure,
and there
pal.
Are certain oils that I know about and actually own.
Wow.
I bet you do
okay.
own them, Bane. I
Stop.
Bet you own all
Guys,
the oils.
I thought I could be helpful. It wasn't meant to be any kind of sexual thing, okay?
She also said...
Oh, my God. When's it going
to
end?
If you were feeling up to it, that you would take her to Studio D.
I'm sorry, what?
We don't have a Studio D.
Okay.
We don't have a Studio D.
Okay, here's the thing.
That's a pretty good
one. Those words never came out of my mouth. Something is
up. Finally, she said, to loosen up your muscles, you need a healthy dose of vitamin D. A lot of D talk, babe.
That's
that
way
is a lot.
Too
that
much.
Is a lot of talk.
Like, way
about
too
the
much. Way
right
too much.
Shut up,
talk.
Both of you.
Bane
shut up.
Skull, Bane, I'm just saying.
Okay, stop talking. Those last two things never happened. Those words never came out of my mouth.
It's what
okay?
she said, though.
Here's the thing. We're what? Halfway through now? We're halfway through the podcast.
Give it take a couple seconds. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. Zelly, you need to get Jennifer on the phone or back here. Okay. Because we're gonna talk about this because that's bullcrap. I don't know what she's trying to pull. I mean, she is an intern, so she doesn't get paid. So maybe she's just needing money, okay?
Oh, my God, Bane. What are you doing, man?
That is not what I meant.
Bane, it's just not a good idea, okay?
What, don't I have a right to face my accuser, okay? Isn't that like a right of mine?
This isn't a courtroom, Bane. No, you don't have a right to face your accuser. I'm giving you the information, and she is telling me what happened. I will be happy to hear your side of the story.
Okay, yeah, I'm happy to tell it. All right, well, let's do this. Picking a score, Bane, okay? I don't really want to waste my time on this, but clearly we're here.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is kind of important. All right, so let's take a break. Let's take a break.
Okay.
I'm going to go get tacos. I'm not going with you there, Big and Skull Bane. You can go eat down at the cafeteria for all I care. I'm not hanging around you for right now, all right? I've had enough.
That's fine.
You're disgusting.
Okay.
Nope. And frankly, I don't even want to be associated with you. So I'm going to go get tacos down to Umberto's. Tyler, I guess you can come with me. At least, you know,
yes.
You're weird, but you're not a sexual predator.
Tacos, yeah.
Jelly, if you'd like to come,
not
that's
a sexual
fine.
Predator either,
Big
Bill.
Big and Skull Bane, you stay away, all right? Let's take a break afterwards. Big and Skull Bane, maybe you can tell your side of the story. All right.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. That's the best I can
tell my side of the story.
All right.
Good.
Jelly, let's take a break.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Bill Venus here, inviting you to check out my good friend, all right, and one of the most fantastic artists you'll ever meet in your life. I am talking with Jason Wolf, and I'm talking about his podcast, Howling with the Wolf. I mean, you want to hear a guy just rant and rave all about the good things, okay? I mean, it's good talks over there, all right? Howling with the Wolf. You'll want to check it out. It's Howling with the Wolf. It's by one of the greatest artists of our generation, and I know from personal experience because he created the masterpiece, all right, known as the 18-year veteran portrait, all right? And it's fantastic, all right? You'll never see another portrait like it. And now, my man has got his own podcast, Howling with the Wolf. You'll want to check it out. It's available wherever you can get your podcast. You won't want to miss it. I'm Bill Penis, inviting you to check out. I'm just kind of repeating myself here because I'm feeling time. But Howling with the Wolf, it's a great show. You don't want to miss it. I'm going broke because I'm not promoting the restaurants anymore. Okie doke. Thanks a lot. Big and a score, Bane, you deviant.
Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Penis, where I'm the host. Bill Penis, an 18-year veteran, taking the last 16 years off. And we were talking about how Big and a Skull Bane is a sex offender.
Whoa,
and
whoa.
A sexual predator.
Nope.
And
nope.
An absolute just disgusting piece
nope.
of human garbage.
And
this
nope.
is probably going to be the last show he's ever going to be on. Big and a Skull Bane, if you want to tell your side of the story, that's fine. But frankly, I think all of our minds are made up, okay?
You know what? I'm kind of pissed. I'm kind of pissed off at you right now.
I'm pissed. I'm
you
pissed.
You cannot throw those words out, man.
I sure I can.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing there, Big and a Skull? What are you doing? Okay?
My God.
That is a young lady. She's 20 years old.
It's not.
All right?
It is not what it sounds like, okay?
Oh, wow.
She made the last two
sure.
things up. That's not even what happened.
Yeah, she is 20 years old. You are 93.
Stop.
All right? You got to cut this out.
Stop. Can I tell my side of the story here? Can I? Please?
I mean, I guess. If you think it'll help your case.
We really should hear it because I need it for the record.
I'm fine with hearing it. But here's the thing, Bane. If you so much as step out of line one time in this story, I swear on my life, I'm going to hurt you so bad. You're gonna wish you had never laid a finger on my butterfinger.
Are you actually referring to a butterfinger? Or is that like a nickname that you have for Jennifer? What are we talking about here?
It doesn't matter what I'm talking about. Why don't you just explain yourself, okay? Because I think you did it. I think you did it there, Big and a Skull Bane.
Come on. Come on, Tyler. Come on, Tyler. We got to hear him out first. We can't just jump to the fact that he's guilty.
No. I'm sick of this.
Easy.
This guy did it, and I'm going to put him away for a long time.
We got to hear him out. We got to hear him out, Tyler.
Why don't you just admit it? Why don't you just admit that you did it, Bane?
Are you guys doing like a good cop, bad cop type thing? What is happening here?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not doing anything like that.
Yeah, we're just talking here. I'm just trying to calm him down because he's so excited about the whole thing.
Bane, they planned the good cop, bad cop thing while we were getting tacos.
Come on, Shelly. We're just trying to have a little fun here.
That's what I figured. Can I please tell my side of the story?
Please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I walked into the studio today. Okay. I got here a little early. Okay, because I wanted to be in here, situated, ready to go, because I have things I need to do this afternoon. All right. So I got here. Jennifer was down in the lobby. Okay. She was sitting at the desk, the reception desk. Okay. Taking care of normal whatever reception people do. All right.
Okay. And was it at this point that you decided to put your hands on her, you know, in a predatory way?
Clearly, you did it.
I just need to tell the story. Okay. I need to tell you guys what actually happened. Can I do that?
I'm just saying it looks pretty obvious to me that you did it. You saw there and you were like, "Ooh, there's that Jennifer. I'm gonna have my way."
It's not what happened.
Boys, just please let Bane talk. We don't need the interruptions.
Thank you. As I was saying, I saw her there. I said hi. Okay. She said hi back, but she kind of grabbed her neck. And I said, "Are you okay?" And then she said her neck was tight. And I said, "Oh, you probably just need like a massage or something, kind of loosen it up a little bit." And then she asked me if I would give her a massage. And
so again, you're saying she asked for it.
Tyler, if you keep interrupting, I'm going to have to ask you to go downstairs. Can you please behave yourself?
I mean, technically, Zelly, that is exactly what Big and the Skull Bane just said. He did just say that she asked for it.
But that's not the context, okay? That's not the correct context of the story, Bill, and I think you know that.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, we're all aware that you don't know anything.
Oh,
okay?
Wow, way to take a little quick jab in there while you're on trial.
Just stop.
Okay.
Just stop. Okay. So I said, like, I don't know if I probably should, because, you know, we're at the studio. It's not really a good idea. And then she said, "Please, just for a quick second." So I gave her a massage on her neck, and then as I was giving her a massage on her neck, I smelt her hair, and it smelt like strawberries, okay? And so I asked her, like, "What kind of shampoo is that?" Because it smelled really good. And then she told me what kind of shampoo it was, and then that was it. I saw Bill was coming in, so, like, I said, like, "Okay, I got to go up to the studio," and that was it. I literally just left, okay? That was literally all that happened.
Well, what about the Studio C talk? Taking her in there and bringing oils, that sort of thing.
Okay, no.
You didn't deny that part.
I didn't deny it, but that's not what I meant. I said, like, if you need, like, a deeper massage, you probably ought to lay on one of those tables similar to something like Studio C has. And, you know, have somebody give you another massage with, like, oils and stuff like that, because it will help more. I wasn't saying I should do it. I was saying that somebody should.
But why in our studio, Bane? Why would you mention doing it here and not at a massage parlor?
I wasn't, like, suggesting to do it here. I was just referencing that table, because, you know, the studio, the table in Studio C is, like it's way smaller than the table we have in here, and it's kind of set up like the same shape, minus like the head pillow. It's set up like kind of like the same shape as a massage table. And I was telling her, like, that's what she should do, is go to like a massage parlor and like similar tables, and that's where they have the oils and things like that. I wasn't suggesting she should do that, like, come here and do it. Like, that's not what I meant.
This really sounds like a likely story to me. I mean, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Tyler? Like, it seems a little convenient. You know, that he's got an answer for everything.
Yeah, it's way. I'm not buying it.
Let's talk about the D.
I don't know why you had to say it like that. But none of that happened. None of that part happened. Okay? I know we don't have a Studio D. I know that, you know, that doesn't exist. It's just A, B, and C. Okay? I'm aware of that. Okay? And realistically, I don't know where she got that from, okay? I don't know what she's trying to get at. I don't know if she's trying to put me up, frame me for something. I don't know, but, like, none of that happened.
So what you're saying here, Big Underscore Bane, is that she's a liar and you're completely innocent. Is that what we're getting at, dear Big Underscore Bane? Because the proof is in the pudding, okay? And the fact of the matter is, we have cameras, okay? We can see all your little deviances. We can see all your little injustices. And frankly, I've seen the way you look at her, okay? Me and Tyler both have seen the way you look at her. Matter of fact, we discussed it over lunch at Tacos, okay? Zelly has seen the way you look at her, there, Big Underscore Bane. And frankly, it's all just a little too convenient for me. What do you think, Tyler?
You know what I think? I think we ought to smash him. We ought to smash him so hard, he doesn't even remember how to talk. I think we ought to hurt him real bad, so that way when he gets to the prison cells, Bill, all right, he can't even walk, and he can't even defend himself from the weakest guy in there. That's how bad I want to hurt you right now there, Big Underscore Bane. All right, I just want to pummel you to the ground for justice, for revenge, okay? I want to make you fear the night, all right? Do you understand me there, Big Underscore Bane? I'm going to hurt you so bad.
So we're still doing the good cop, bad cop thing? Is that what... It's not working. I don't, like, I can't take you seriously, Tyler, when you look like that, okay? As big as you are, you look ridiculous. So everything that comes out of your mouth, whether you're angry or not, it sounds like a joke, okay? So we either do something or shut up.
Big Underscore Bane, listen, I'm your friend here, okay? I'm trying to help you out. All I need you to do is just admit what you did. Okay, that's it. Mm-hmm. And then Tyler can go away. You don't have to see the big, bad, scary Tyler anymore. Okay? And then it'll just be you and me. Just admit what you did. And you know, we could probably get your sentence reduced. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then we could you know, maybe you can get back to your life. All right? At an early age. What are you, like, you're 96 now?
Nope.
You still got a few more years. Not even close. Left, not many, but a couple. And... We just want to get this out of the way, mm-hmm. Big Underscore Bane.
Yep. Do I'm starting to feel like I need some kind of lawyer.
That won't be necessary, Bane. I'm texting her right now, your side of the story, and she's going to get back to me.
While we're waiting, maybe you and I have a little chat about lawyers. And what I'm going to do, if your lawyer steps foot in this studio.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. Absolutely. Just stop. Stop doing that, Tyler.
I wanna.
Stop punching your own hand with your fist. That's stupid. Are you 5?
No. I'm a big boy. You wanna see how tough I am there, big
okay,
school,
okay,
baby?
Tyler, stop. 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 Okay? Listen, Big Underscore, the biggest issue here is, okay, if you sexually assaulted an intern, all right, I mean, not only could Moonlight Studios get sued, you can kiss those contracts goodbye, okay? And the reason why I think that you actually did it is because you've been saying all season long you don't want to be here anymore.
Okay, but
okay,
I wouldn't go to that lengths, Bill. I feel like you should know me by now. I wouldn't go to that links just to get out of the contracts, okay? Just to not be here anymore. And we're not contracted right now, so I could just leave whenever I want to. I'm only here because I needed the extra cash, okay? That's it. I wouldn't do that. I feel like I shouldn't even be on trial here. I feel like everybody here knows me enough.
I don't really know you that well, Ben, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't know me. You've known me for, like, what, a year? Yeah, you don't really know me that well, and we don't talk outside of the studio. But you know me, Bill.
How long do I really know you, though?
Five years. 5 years you've known me.
Yeah, but then, I mean, do I know you? I mean, everybody has the dark secrets there, Big Underscore Bane. Everybody's got some little skeletons in the closet. I don't, because skeletons give me the spooks, okay? But everybody else does. I'm sure Tyler's got skeletons in his closet.
The only skeletons I have in my closet are from the bad guys that I just beat to a pulp and left there. So keep on testing me there, Big and the Scorpion. You'll wind up in the closet full of skeletons.
Does he? Do both of you guys, do you guys know what that saying means?
Of course I do.
Because sure. I feel like you don't.
I don't.
I feel like you guys are just.
I totally get it.
Thinking maybe there's actually skeletons in the closet.
Nope. That's like dead people.
That's ridiculous.
Decayed all the way down to the skeleton.
That's just.
And that's not what that saying means.
Just silly talk.
Well, what do you think that saying means? Well, I mean, what? Right. Why don't you explain it to Tyler, what that saying means?
Explain to me what you think that saying means, and then maybe we can just compare notes or something like that, okay?
I want this day to be over with. This is the most, like, I feel personally attacked. I feel, you know, I might sue this company now because this is on a podcast, and so people are going to hear this. You know, I might sue this company now for defamation of character, okay?
That won't be necessary, Bane. Listen, I saw the footage, okay? Exactly what you said is exactly what happened.
I know it.
Thank God.
I know it.
I could even see your expression, and it showed that you looked highly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I know you're innocent, damn big in the skull, Bane.
It's fine.
Good. Good. Because, I mean, that's the whole purpose. That's the whole point, okay? None of what she said happened. Like, I'm... That, like, what a terrible human being she is. I don't ever want to see her again. That's horrible.
Well, I mean,
and I'll tell you furthermore, she's definitely not invited in the studio again. She's never to be a part of this show ever again.
Well, now, hang on a second. I think, you know, we should probably have her on the show to explain her side of why she had her side.
Nope. Right, yeah, I totally agree. She needs to be here next week.
I don't care if you agree or not, Tyler. Okay, you're not a part of this.
Excuse me? You're the one that said he is officially a part of the show now, okay? So whether you like it or not, he's a part of the show.
Shoot, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that, champ. Okay? Don't say my words.
I'm telling you this, Bill. If you bring her into the studio next week, I'm walking out, and I will never be back. I never want her in the studio again.
Boys, we're coming to a point where we're going to be over on time. We probably need to wrap it up.
Okay, but before we go, I want an apology, okay, from both of you. Bill, Tyler, I want an apology. Because you two put me out to be some kind of bad guy. Zelly, I want an apology from you, too, because you're the one that put this all on blast in front of everybody. This could have been a private conversation between you and me.
Would an apology make you feel better?
Yes, it would absolutely make me feel better.
Well, Big and the Scorpion, from the bottom of my heart, I am...
Thank you all for tuning in to another fantastic edition of No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis.
Of course that would happen.
An 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off, and that was a close one, folks. Big and the Scorpion almost got arrested, almost got sent to jail for good.
No.
And, wasted another week as we try to figure out how to keep these contracts alive. So, Big and the Scorpion, I guess you can say bye to the people.
Yeah, bye everybody.
Zelly, the greatest person in the room, would you like to say bye to everybody?
Goodbye, everybody.
All right, champ, you're up. Hit him with the see you later.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
You're taking too long, Tyler. You gotta be quick. Because now it's over, and I'm supposed to do my sign-off line. And
I'm sorry, I get flustered when I'm on the spot.
You'll apologize to him, but you're not gonna apologize for me? For making me look like some terrible person.
We're past it, Bane, okay? You're free. You're innocent. Let it go, okay? It's fine.
Okay, but what if somebody just cuts the podcast off, like, 15 minutes in, and then they just don't listen to the rest of it?
Well, then I guess they're going to think that you're some kind of sexual predator for the rest of their lives. I don't know.
This is the worst. This is the absolute worst.
Bane. No one ever stops a podcast in the middle of the show and doesn't pick it back up.
I literally do that all the time.
Oh. Huh. Oh, well. You'll be all right, champ.
Yeah, don't even worry about it, Dad, Big and Skull Bane. People forget about this in 7 days.
I don't think they will.